Voters in several Mexican states go to the polls this weekend to pick new governors. The races will be key for the country's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, and his embattled party. Scarred by corruption scandals and rising crime, the ruling PRI party is in a fight for its political future. NPR's Carrie Kahn has this report on the governor's race in the state of Mexico, the most populous and politically important in the country.
Mexico State, which encompasses some of the richest and poorest suburbs of the country's capital, has long been a breeding ground for the ruling party's elite. Current President Enrique Peña Nieto hails from there. He's a former governor, and his PRI party has ruled the state and its rich coffers for more than 80 years. That's making this Sunday's vote as much a referendum on Peña Nieto's rule as well as a bellwether for next year's presidential contest.
Delfina! Delfina!
Hundreds gather at a campaign rally for 54-year-old Delfina Gomez, a former schoolteacher whose modest background and political outsider status is fueling her numbers in the polls. She's either in the lead or running a very close second. Her biggest asset, however, is her benefactor, and some say puppet master, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The two-time unsuccessful presidential candidate is a firebrand leftist and anti-corruption crusader whose populist message is gaining ground. Rene Sandoval, a 34-year-old shoe repairman who came to the rally, says it's time for a change. The corruption in Mexico has gone on too long and is holding us back, says Sandoval. He hopes Gomez, with López Obrador's help, will turn things around.
They have mounted a bid that seems perhaps on the verge of succeeding.
Based on a simple message, says Denise Dresser, a political science professor at Mexico's Autonomous Technological Institute.
We are different. We are not a conventional party, riding the crest of a wave that is not only Mexican, it's international.
Dresser says a win for López Obrador's candidate this weekend would give him front-runner status ahead of next year's presidential race, and it would deal a huge blow to Peña Nieto's party. Such an outcome has sent chills through the halls of the ruling party and has put the full force of the PRI's formidable political machine into high gear. That was evident in the PRI party's campaign closer this week, held on a huge soccer field at one of the state's public colleges. Hundreds of buses, vans, and PRI-controlled union taxis hauled in thousands to attend the rally. Tacos and sandwiches were free-flowing during the long rides. Thousands stream onto the field wearing free baseball caps and campaign t-shirts, emblazoned with candidate Alfredo Del Mazo's picture and fist raised high over his Get Tough on Crime slogan, which they chant repeatedly during the rally. Undaunted by the current president's historically low approval ratings and high crime wave in the state, Del Mazo doesn't shy away from mentioning Peña Nieto and spins his own political lineage as valued experience. His dad and grandfather are former Mexico state governors, and Peña Nieto is a distant cousin. With five other candidates on the ballot, including two independents, it's unlikely anyone will win a majority, and the winner could take the country's biggest state prize with less than 30% of the vote. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Ecatepec, Mexico.